BBC Radio Lancashire, good morning. It is Graham Liver at breakfast. A Lancashire charity's long-standing ambition to build a school for orphans in Tanzania is getting closer to its goal. And some of the teachers for the new school are being trained right here in the county. Based in Oswaldwistle, the Bethany Project was already set up as a children's home, but now it wants to do more teaching. Well, some of the orphans are living here and studying for teaching certificates, which will enable them to go home and teach in the new school. BBC Radio Lancashire's Claire Ashmore went to meet some of them.
In Oswaldwistle, 7,000 miles from home, Jessica, Emma Collata and Sophia are bringing a little bit of Tanzania to East Lancashire and remarking on the differences between the two places.
Where we come from is an orphanage and is in a very rural area. So there's not like a place where you can go like shopping and stuff like that. It's just surrounded by trees and I don't know where to go. Most of the time we spend singing and
dancing.
Yeah, dancing and
that's what we enjoy, singing and dancing.
There's big difference. We are still developing country and not only that, we are still the one of the poorest country in the world. And I think the biggest thing is corruption.
One thing that I've actually seen here is how men treat women. We tend to call them English gentlemen. How they treat women here is so different from our experience back home. When the children go to school, you see men actually taking children to school, and you can actually see men working in the kitchen, helping with the cooking. So yeah, they share responsibility. And that's the one thing that I would like to see, you know, men in Tanzania or in Africa. I mean, taking part in helping women as well.
My name's Graham Pounting and I live here with my wife, Sheila. We've been involved with Bethany for about 23 years now, from the very start. And now I think we have about 110 children on site.
Tell me a little bit about the specific school project that you're working on in Tanzania at the moment.
Locally, there are two government schools, a primary school and a secondary school. But unfortunately, the secondary school in particular, they have a reputation of failing their students. Although there are 900 students in the school, over the last 6 years, not one of the girls has passed to go to high school. And our children need an education because they're orphans. There's no family for them to go home. We need our children to have an education so they can get a job in the city.
Jessica and Emma Collata are coming to the end of their teaching certificates, while Sophia, a year behind, is about to finish her degree. All three are going to teach at the new school, but they know it won't be easy.
We are hoping that we make a big difference, but the thing is, it's not going to be that easy to implement any changes, because as we said, the way teachers are here, the majority are very committed, but you go in Tanzania and teachers are just not very motivated, and sometimes it's not through the fault of their own, it's because they don't get paid the right amount, and sometimes people need that incentive. So going back and trying to encourage them that you need to actually give your all into your job and really teach for the benefit of the children, it's going to be very difficult to try and convince people that's how you should feel about teaching. And we are going to encounter lots of obstacles, and that's one of our worries.
One thing that I would like to change is the way teachers punish children, because at the moment all they do is beat the children. I mean, you don't need to discipline a child through beating, so there are other strategies that they can be used to manage behavior.
Sounds good, that. Claire Ashmore with that report. 4 minutes to 8 o'clock now. There was a big night for Fleetwood Town.